Yeah, said the man in the throne by way of greeting. Welcome aboard my vessel. I am Captain Orcagna. Captain Orcagna was only slightly less impressive than his ship. He was dressed from neck to foot in glossy black leather, his feet in knee-length black boots with pointed toes. His hands, which he steepled beneath his chin, were gloved in black. His head was perched above the high collar of his black tunic like an egg, and like his crew he was completely bald, utterly hairless. His unlined, characterless face could almost have belonged to a child, or a corpse. His voice was high, almost feminine. "And you are?" he said, nodding in my direction. "Tanner Mirabel," Kaweya said, before I had a chance to speak. "My personal security specialist. Where I go, Tanner goes. That's not..."
"Open to negotiation. Yes, I gathered."
Absently, Orcagna glanced at something in midair which only he could see.
"Tanner Mirabel. Yes, a soldier once, I see. Until you moved into Kaweya's employment. Confide in me? Are you a man entirely without ethics, Mirabel, or are you only gravely ignorant of the kind of man you work for?"
Again Kaweya answered, "It's not his job to lose sleep, Orcagna."
"But would he anyway, if he knew?"
Orcagna looked at me again, but there was nothing much to be read into his expression. We might even have been talking to a puppet driven by a disembodied intelligence running on the ship's computer net.
"Tell me, Mirabel, are you aware that the man you work for is regarded as a war criminal in some quarters?"
"Only by hypocrites happy to buy weapons from him, as long as he doesn't sell to anyone else." "A level killing field is so much better than the alternative," Kaweya said. It was one of his favorite sayings.
"But you don't just sell weapons," Orcagna said. Once again he seemed to be viewing something hidden from us. "You steal and kill for them. Documentary evidence implicates you in at least 30 murders on Sky's Edge, all connected with the arms black market. On 3 occasions you were responsible for the redistribution of weapons which had been decommissioned under peace agreements. Indirectly, you can be shown to have prolonged, even reignited, 4 or 5 local territorial disputes which had been close to negotiated settlement. Tens of thousands of lives have been lost through your actions."
Kaweya started to protest at that point, but Orcagna was having none of it.
"You are a man driven utterly by profit, completely devoid of morals or any fundamental sense of right and wrong. You are a man enthralled by the reptilian, perhaps because in reptiles you see your own reflected self, and at heart you are infinitely vain."
Orcagna stroked his chin, and then allowed a faint smile.
"In short, therefore, you are a man much like myself, someone with whom I believe I can do business."
His gaze snapped to me again.
"But tell me, Mirabel, why do you work for him? I've seen nothing in your history to suggest that you have much in common with your employer."
"He pays me."
"That's all?"
"He never asked me to do anything I wouldn't do. I'm his security specialist. I protect him and those around him. I've taken bullets for him, laser impacts. Sometimes I set up deals and meet potential new suppliers. That's dangerous work, too. But what happens to the guns after they've changed hands is no concern of mine."
"Hmm."
He touched his little finger to the corner of his mouth.
"Perhaps it should be."
I turned to Kaweya. "Is there a point to this meeting?"
"Yes, as always," Orcagna snapped. "Trade, of course, you tiresome man. Why else do you think I would risk contaminating my ship with